Well, good morning and welcome back to another edition of the Bakersfield Business Partners podcast. My name is Duncan Harris. I am the owner of Insurance Savings Group, past president of Bakersfield Business Partners. And we are a BNI chapter here in Bakersfield, California. We started a podcast to highlight our membership. It happens to be the best BNI chapter in the county, the state, and the country that was voted on by BNI membership. So we're the number one group in the country. And that's because we have the best members. And so here today with us is Greg. And Greg, just introduce yourself. Say who you work for. Say hello.
Hello. Yep. My name is Greg Richardson. I work at Grindhouse Strength and Conditioning Gym. It is a personal training gym here in Bakersfield, and I am the director of adult training there. So I manage the intake of clients basically from their first phone call to signing them up at membership to guiding them through their first session with us. And then I coach a lot of the sessions as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So just full disclaimer, I am a member. I have a membership at Grindhouse. I absolutely love it. I'm so excited to have you here and just tell us a little bit more. So tell us about Grindhouse, you know, what's unique and maybe how you guys are different from another, you know, just random gym I might find.
Well, yeah, we're definitely different than like a normal gym. So normal gyms usually have operating hours or maybe they're 24-hour access. You go in there, you pick a machine or you pick a squat rack and you get started. With us, it's our gym is completely personal training. So we are only having classes in the morning, mid-morning, afternoon, and it's completely guided by personal trainers. So there's no open gym hours. So that's one of the big things that separates us. On top of that, we provide nutritional guidance along the way. And we do intermittent meetings, goal reviews, always trying to look ahead as to where we're going because we can't go anywhere if we don't know where we're going. And that's the thing about the normal gyms is you're kind of walking around aimless. Unless you, like myself, want to spend 100 or 1,000 hours watching YouTube to learn, you can have no knowledge and come to us and then still end up with results because you're guided the entire way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love that approach. I mean, I think everyone's probably been to the gym and sure, you walk in the doors and there's a million, you know, pieces of equipment and you go, what am I supposed to do today? Or even if you have a plan, someone could be on that bench press that you're trying to use. And so your whole plan is off. Kind of walk us through, you know, the guidance that you guys give and the student to coach ratio and kind of how that works. Like how long are the workouts? Maybe give me some more detail there.
Okay. Yeah. So the workouts are 55 to 60 minutes long. We're always down for a little extra credit at the end. If you guys want to, you know, hop on the sleds or sledgehammer on the tires or whatever it is that we're doing for the day. But yeah, I mean, the session is led from start to finish from the warm up that we do outside. It's a dynamic movement based warm up. We're not just stretching, standing still or foam rolling. We are actively moving to get the body temperature up, mm-hmm. mobilize the tissue and prepare our nervous system for what we're doing that day. Mm-hmm. So that's coach led. We move inside. Then we're going through a specific prep phase prior to the actual main event. The main event is usually going to be a compound movement like a squat, a press, a lunge, something like that. But the prep for that day is going to be specific for what we're doing. So if we're training upper body like we did this morning, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time getting our ankles warmed up.
Right.
You know, that's a squat day thing. So today we were spending a lot of time on the rib cage, the upper back, the chest, just getting everything mobilized and ready. And then we move into the main sets. The main sets are supersetted or they're called giant sets when you have three or more exercises. So we're running like super or giant sets through the session. So that way you're getting a balanced approach and you're not just hammering bench press, bench press, bench press. You're actually doing bench press. You're going to hit some core work. Maybe you're going to hit some like shoulder therapy work, and then you're moving back to the bench press. So you're kind of running the circuit, but the cool thing about that circuit is it's going to be unique to the person. So everybody has their own training that they're getting for that day. You being a more advanced person are getting more advanced training techniques. I mean, it's true. People who are just starting out are going to get more rudimentary or like beginner level stuff. So starting with like elevated push-ups or something like that on a pressing day. So we meet you where you're at. When you come into us for your consultation, you're going to be doing a functional movement screen. That's where you basically, we grade you mm-hmm. on your movement quality, your like strength, your basically your functionality. And from there, that's kind of where we rank you into the program and are able to individualize your program for you. So the way that we can maintain that, though, is with the small groups. So there are other personal training gyms out there that do large group format personal training, but in our groups at our gym, the ratio is no more than 7-1. So a coach is never...
It feels less than that. I mean, I know there's two coaches in there in the morning, but you guys have some helpers as well.
Yeah.
And so it almost feels more like 3 or 4-1. Is that too much of a stretch?
I mean, most sessions are averaging probably 4 or 5 on average. The goal is to hit 5 out of the 7 spots available.
Yeah.
Before we like add more classes and stuff like that. However, yeah, right now we do have some extra help with the interns, and we are always trying to bring more in to have more coaches ready in case somebody's got like myself, like a competition or something like that going on. So,
and then you guys at the beginning of the membership, when someone joins, you also do like a body scan. Is that right?
Yes. I forgot about that. So the body scan, it's with a device called an in-body scanner, and it uses electrical impedance from electrodes on the hands and the feet, runs a current through your body. And then based on the resistance, it's going to provide us an estimated value for your muscle mass, your water content, and your fat mass. And from there, we're looking to change those metrics over time. Ideally, muscle mass going up, water mass going up, fat mass going down.
Got it. I mean, I can't say enough about the gym. I mean, I have to cut in here. I've been to other gyms, right? And you walk in, you don't know what to do. You don't have a program. You can watch YouTube, like you said, for 100 hours. But even still, you may be doing the right exercise. You could be doing it wrong with the bad form. You could have your shoulders not lined up, so your chest isn't getting exercise. I mean, at Grindhouse, you go in, there's literally a coach helping you. He's going to say, oh, you need to adjust your shoulders down, or you need to make sure your elbow's tucked in. And those little key insights, you're going to feel, oh my gosh, I'm activating the right muscles. The other thing too, is you walk in and the coaches and the interns have completely set up the gym for your workout that day, which is amazing, right? I mean, you don't have to think about anything. There's no prep. You just show up. The warm up gets you ready for the main, like you said. And so many of the exercises that you do, I feel like they activate like the whole body, right? Mm-hmm. They're activating the core. You're working the chest, but it's core, front squat, core. And so it's very functional training, mm-hmm. which I love. And I love it enough. I love it a lot. So, all right, look, tell me, how did you get into the fitness industry? How did you become a coach, a trainer?
So it goes all the way back. I mean, my whole childhood, I was in athletics.
Okay.
So it started like with baseball when I was like 2-3 years old, playing catch with my parents, and
sure.
like that was like the first team sport that I got into when I was younger.
Yeah.
Then came like basketball, soccer. Those didn't really stick. Football was a big one that started when I was about 9 years old. Did that all the way through high school. And
yeah. Well, I was gonna say, for those that aren't watching, how big are you? What's your measurements here?
what are we talking about? Like
height, weight. Yeah.
Okay. About 6'3", 6'4", 320 pounds. Yeah.
Greg is a California strongman, right? So this guy is a highly qualified coach. And anyhow, go ahead. Tell us about your football career starting at 9.
So started at 9 years old. I was playing baseball at the rec league, and the football coach for the town saw me playing baseball, literally drove his work truck to my house.
Right. I love it.
And asked my parents if I could go play football that year. I didn't even know really what football was, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea. Didn't watch football, none of that. I just was obsessed with baseball. So I tried it out and got defensive player of the year. Actually broke some bones and stuff like, no, I didn't break bones. Other people broke some bones, but,
right.
It was good. And, I enjoyed it a lot. So played sports all the way through. I just love sports. I love competing. I love competition. I love being physical and active.
Sure.
And, grew up on a farm. So I was always like outside chopping wood, playing with the animals, flipping pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like
using
fun.
Your body. Yeah.
Yeah. Chopping wood was a big one, though. Had to keep the house warm. So had to chop a lot of wood, stack a lot.
Had to work to survive.
I mean, out there, on the farm. Yeah. No, and so high school came around, and that's when I really started to get like dedicated in the gym. Just because like we had a really nice weight room. I went to Shafter High, so
cool.
Small little town, but they have a great strength program there for their athletes. They have 2 weight rooms. It's really awesome. And I had a fantastic coach in high school for my track and field side of athletics. So I was a thrower naturally. They don't make a stick big enough for me to pole vault with. So I never got the opportunity to try that, but, so did that. And then That's when I got my first gym membership. I was like 16 years old, driving from Bakersfield to, or Shafter to Bakersfield to go work out at the Body Exchange on Callaway.
Right.
Now it's a Tractor Supply. But used to drive out there, and that's where I met like my first couple personal trainers that I'm still friends with today.
Cool.
And essentially just, I've been in the gym since I was like 12 years old because my dad was a cop and I used to work out at the police gym.
Nice.
And I've just been addicted. I mean, literally, I've watched World's Strongest Man since I was 10 years old, thinking I'm going to go do that one day. Now I actually
And
do.
Now you do.
Yeah. But in college, I threw shot put and discus, and again, still training 3-4 days a week in the gym. So never have stopped working out since I was 12 years old. And in that process, at Davis, I was studying like pre-med. So I was interested in becoming like a doctor or a physical therapist or a nurse practitioner or something like that. But I was super interested in the body. The exercise biology major got discontinued at Davis. So I was a little sad.
Yeah.
Come to find out though, it got absorbed into this new major called neurobiology, physiology, and behavior science. So the physiology track was essentially the old exercise biology track. So I got to take a lot of courses for human anatomy, exercise metabolism, aging and disease in relation to exercise, maximum human performance. And those classes I just absolutely loved. I loved the professors. I loved what they were preaching, especially the aging and disease class. I use so much of that today, so much in the gym space. And I wanted to be a strength coach, and I had a bunch of different internships in performance nutrition at the Human Performance Lab at Davis and at the Cardiac Rehab Center at the med school. Out in Sacramento. So bunch of different things involving exercise and performance and nutrition. But I got recruited to go do sales for a spine company right out of college because they like athletes.
Sure.
And I had a good medical like knowledge, I guess. And so they recruited me there, but I did not like the sales environment. So
I get it.
Didn't work out. So I ended up getting my EMT cert with the National Registry, moving across the country. This is during the pandemic.
I was about to say, we had a little thing called COVID came up, kind of changed your career a little bit.
Yeah, you definitely threw a little wrench in the plan.
Yep.
But came out on the other side okay, just maybe a little bit of trauma from all the medical field stuff. It was just, it's very stressful. Like, it's crazy what these healthcare workers have to go through on the daily. Mm-hmm. It was so intense. And I can't imagine during the like the prime of COVID. I kind of came in at the last year or so, I guess, in the hospital. But I wasn't in it during the first year when it was really, really scary and really, really tough. But still, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Rough. But I kept going to the gym regardless. Even when the gyms are closed, I was doing stuff at home. And I started training for powerlifting out in Philadelphia at this awesome gym called Iron Sport Gym. The owner's amazing. He's a former strongman, Highland Games athlete, thrower. And we connected really well. But hired a coach and was basically just like in love with getting back into the gym since the gyms were closed. And I had been told not to do strength coaching because it's not a good career, like financially. However, I didn't care anymore at this point. I was so unhappy being in the medical field. So I left Philadelphia, moved back home, and started at a gym called Naz Power here in town.
Yeah.
National Academy of Strength and Power, owned by Lord Elliott. He's amazing. One of the nicest human beings on the planet Earth. And he let me start coaching at his gym free of charge just to try to like get my feet up. And
wow. That's nice.
Dude, it was insane.
That's cool.
Insane. So took a chance on me, and eventually I built up my team to about 20 people. Wow. And had about 20 private clients. It was really awesome. Started mostly with powerlifting coaching, because that's what I was doing at the time. Moved into more of like, you know, health, wellness, functional stuff. Mm-hmm. I was getting my master's degree at that point as well. So I had to go do an internship, and then I lost a lot of clients when I moved down south temporarily.
Okay.
Came back here in the end of 2023. And then in the beginning of 2024 is when I got a phone call saying I have a job potentially lined up at a really cool gym in town. And the director of training at CSUB was connecting me with Blake at that point. And cool. That's when I got on the phone with Blake Bernard, the owner of Grindhouse Strength and Conditioning, and the rest is history. So that's where I'm at now.
Awesome, man. I love it. So if people are out there and they want to get back in shape, you know, get healthier, go to the gym, what advice could you give them, right? What advice would you give to that person who's looking to change their health, feel better, get healthier, and start working out?
Number one, come see me.
Sure.
But if you're looking to just get started with something, probably the lowest hanging fruit there is getting your step count up. Most people are way too sedentary. So starting with just getting the minimum of like 8,000 steps a day.
Okay.
And then building yourself up to that 10,000 range and then being consistent there will help balance your appetite. It'll help actually increase satiety and everything else. So like you'll be less hungry actually moving more. It's better for, it's really good for regulating insulin, which for those out there who, you know, struggle with type 2 diabetes or are pre-diabetic, that's really important. But in terms of just getting started, literally just start walking. Like it is the most simple, low hanging fruit that there is, as well as just eating more protein. That's probably number two, is people are chronically under eating protein, overeating sugar in absence of all that protein. So
okay,
having a higher protein diet and getting your step count up, the top two things I would recommend for somebody looking to start.
Awesome. What do you think maybe some of the common mistakes people make when they start training in a gym, right? If they're doing it on their own and they're watching YouTube videos, what are maybe some of the most common problems they're having?
The number one problem I see with, well, besides form, you know, form is probably up there with, you know, most people just don't know how to make their body look like somebody else's. But number, I guess, in addition to that, your body has different leverages, angles, limb lengths than somebody else. So you're not going to be able to look like them regardless, no matter how hard you try. But I guess number two then, besides form, is going to be lack of progression. So you come in and you do the same weights every day expecting different results. So too often I have people come in and they just want to keep using the same 5 or 10 pound dumbbells week after week. But that's the thing about Grindhouse, is you have coaches there to guarantee that you go up in weight.
With a chart of what you did last week and the week before and the past 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they look at it and they say, okay, I want 5 pounds more this week.
Yeah.
No,
5 pounds more, one more rep.
Yeah.
Even just holding it for 10 more seconds, right. You have to have you have to progress to progress.
Yeah.
So having a coach to guarantee that, I mean, guarantees the results.
That to me is the most crucial part, right? Is you're actually fatiguing the muscle. You're taking it to the next level. It's going to grow. An example, perfect example was Blake. This week and last week, I did these inverted rows. And I kind of did them wrong at first. And he goes, okay, you know how you just did that? Now we're going to slow it down and we want time under tension. So we did that. And then he goes, okay, now that's easy for you. Now we're going to elevate your feet more. Right? So you're never just staying in a stasis or whatever. It's very dynamic. It's very growth oriented. And that's what's going to give you the results. To me, that's the hugest difference between just, oh, I'm walking into a gym and I'm doing bench press every week. Oh, you're not doing anything. You did the same thing the last 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you're stuck at a plate. You can't add anything else.
Right.
Or I guess to add on to that, people are hesitant to use those little tiny plates. Those are your best friend. Because those small incremental gains are so important. You don't need to go from, I see a lot of guys, especially, they bench a plate and a 25, which is 185 pounds for those that don't know plate math. But 185 pounds, they want to just jump to 225 pounds, which is two plates, because it looks cool. When there are so many incremental jumps that you can do in between to get the progress to actually get you there faster.
Yeah.
Instead of just hitting your head against the wall trying to hit two plates when
right.
It's not going to happen because you didn't hit 200. You didn't hit 205. You didn't hit 215. So taking the time to actually progress.
Yeah, I love that. What is like an ideal customer for Grindhouse or client?
Ideal client for us would be somebody who probably has little experience training and is afraid, you know, of the gym, has maybe felt intimidated by the environment, because in the gym, in our community, there's no intimidation. It is completely welcoming and open, but that's not to say that we don't welcome people with experience. We can handle anybody that comes in. There's different levels, but somebody who is really busy and feels like they don't have enough time to go to the gym, they struggle to find those couple hours a week, or they feel like it's going to require them to work out 6 days a week for 2 hours a day, when in reality, you can get the really good results coming in to see us 2 to 3 times a week for 1 hour. So somebody that's, you know, busy professional that wants to streamline their fitness and wants the easiest, quickest way to get it done, be our ideal client.
And you guys are also coaching students, right? Athletes?
Yeah. So that's kind of how it started, was Blake in his garage coaching athletes and then moving into the larger athlete side of our gym, which then once they eclipsed like 100 clients or so, and they were starting to develop the adults alongside, it just didn't make sense having the kids and adults next to each other. With the kids doing different exercises and sprinting and jumping, it was just too much cluster.
Yeah.
So they expanded next door and then have the adult gym as a private gym separate from the athletes. But yeah, we do serve athletes who are looking to run faster, jump higher, be more confident in their sport. So, and again, all sports.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. Okay, so this may be a hard question or maybe easy. I don't know. Is there anything new? Is there any kind of new technology, new scientific breakthrough, new way of training that's kind of coming into your industry?
I guess one that's always a topic of debate but has kind of been debunked is icing.
Okay.
So icing after an injury is common, right? We've been told the Rice method after an injury by usually your primary care physician tells you rest, ice, compress, elevate, Rice.
Okay.
However, icing after an injury is one of the worst things that you can do, actually.
Hmm.
So if it's, you broke your leg, bone sticking out and it hurts and you don't have any Advil, throw some ice on there. Okay. But if it's, oh, I strained my calf, you know, doing some skips or jumps today, you don't want to ice it. So you actually want to apply heat. So heat is actually going to bring in extra blood flow and stimulate that recovery faster. Whereas ice is literally going to constrict the blood vessels, push blood away. People think that there's a compensatory rush of blood later in that area. It's been shown to not be true.
Wow. Okay.
So heat after an injury is going to be way better. So that's not like really a training question, I guess. It's more like a recovery question, but it's very big.
It's part of training.
Yeah. Recovery is more important than training almost.
Sure.
So if you're not able to recover, you're not going to get any of the benefit of training. So
right.
I know ice baths are huge right now too. People again think after a workout is good. Before a workout's even better. After a workout, it will basically stunt the metabolic pathway that should be unfolding after a workout. So that inflammation is an extra rush of blood flow to the tissue, like your arms being pumped after the session from today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go shove your arms in ice water and cool them off. You want to let them stay pumped up, let them stay having a little bit more vascularity right now to enhance that recovery. If you wanted to prepare your body for a session, wake up. I know I posted in the Facebook group one time about, what was it, cold water on the face, or face immersion in cold water is really good to waken the senses. But even just doing a cold shower or something like that is worlds better than an ice bath after training. So ice is a heavily debated topic.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, wow, that's amazing. I had no idea. All right. So you've been a coach, you've been in sports for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best part about your job?
The people, 100%. It's unreal how, like, despite whatever day I'm having personally, it's always better after coaching. Like, and the people at Grindhouse are just hands down some of the best people in town. It's unreal. You guys are dedicated and consistent and positive, and man, it just makes it makes showing up at 4:45 a.m. really easy, actually. So the best part is the people, and actually seeing that in-body result for the first time after they've kind of been hesitant, maybe actually not on the scale every day for the first time in their life, and they go in and they see 5 pounds of muscle gained, 3% body fat down in their first month, and they're like, okay, it's all worth it. That is probably the best feeling ever, to have somebody feel like everything they've done and the money that they're paying is worth it.
Man, that's awesome. That's the perfect answer. I mean, look, I asked this question of everyone in our group, and I think 100% of people have said, it's about the people. It's about the connection. And I truly believe that's what makes our BNI chapter the best, is we do have a bunch of members that are focused on people, on the personal connection, the personal growth. I love it. So great segue. I know you're kind of new to our BNI chapter. Just tell us a little bit about how it's going, how long you've been in there, and then maybe what BNI has meant to you, how it's helped you.
Yeah. So Grindhouse started with BNI back in August. Darren and Javier.
This is what, 7-8 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So around.
Counting backwards, I'm not the best.
Sure. So around 8 months ago. So a little less than a year.
So Blake started, he got invited by Javier and Darren because they were members at our gym and they invited him to go along. And then, so he went, I think 1 or 2 weeks, then he tore his patellar tendon.
Huge knee injury.
And we were kind of on pause for a month or so until me and Sam were just like, let's go. And I think Sam went for a week or two. And then he told me there were burritos there. So I was like, I'm going
to
go.
You stepped up to the plate on that one, huh?
So yeah, it was the burritos were what did it for me. And then I had the first burrito. I was like, okay, I'm coming back next week.
Right. Okay.
So it's not just about the burritos though. Again, the people, it's such a good group of people. So many of them have become friends actually. And actually more, even more have become members of the gym. And it's really cool to just be involved with all these people who again are trying to serve people with the best business that they can, and be a positive light in the community with their business and just help other people. I mean, that's the thing that about our group. I feel like everybody's always trying to help each other, like even if it's just moving, it's like somebody wants to help with it, which is I think really cool. So getting to learn from you guys and about business, the different strategies of how to engage with your people and treat your people in the best way possible. It's stuff that we've at Grindhouse, the coaches have heard on like other, not podcasts, I would say, but like Zoom calls that we've had with other gyms about, you know, methods and stuff, but then to just hear it echoed through other businesses that the same thing, you know, postcards or birthday cards or whatever it is. It's just really cool to see that like, no matter what area in business you are, managing and connecting with your people is like the most important thing.
I love that. You know, just like waking up early and going to the gym at Grindhouse and being around positive, healthy people, you know, 3 times a week. That's what our BNI chapter is, you know, on a business level. The motto of our group and BNI is givers gain. And everyone comes into the group with the mindset of what can I add? What kind of value? What can I give today to the group? And that makes the group so healthy. And I have to always go back to COVID where, you know, COVID was a very hard, dark time for people because they were so isolated. Our group really chose to stay connected. We met every week, whether it was via Zoom or even in person. And we had some of our best years through the COVID years. And we have members come into our group and they say, wow, this community is amazing. It's just being around positive, healthy, optimistic people once a week is almost like the best dose of medicine you can get.
It's unreal when you, well, we've said it before in class, you're the average of the 5 people you hang around with most. And I feel like that could be expanded to you're the average of the 5 places you hang around the most, you know? So if you're hanging around the liquor store and a bar and home and you're, you know, your life is going to be a lot different than if you're hanging around home, your job that you love, friends that you love, a gym, BNI. There's so many good, more positive places you can put yourself and surround yourself with people that are like-minded.
That's a great point. Well, we're just about to wrap this thing up. Is there anything else you want to say about yourself or about Grindhouse before we kind of close it out?
Grindhouse has just been a huge blessing to be able to become a part of the team there.
Good.
And I've learned so much and I feel like I still have so much more to learn. It's really cool is, you know, the continued education that I get there. We're going to New York next week to go get a functional strength conditioning certification from Mike Boyle, all the guys. So myself, Sam, Dane, we're all flying. Sam is so scared if you haven't caught on.
We talked about it.
But I think we'll be okay.
Sam might be visiting the liquor store before that flight
probably
takes off.
Probably. But I don't know. I love what I do and I hope more people come and visit and just come see the place.
Yeah.
The thing is, I've had so many people that are hesitant when I'm talking to them on the phone.
Yeah.
But when you come to the building, you can feel the energy. So if you're on the fence, just come by and visit.
How would people find you?
People can find myself on Instagram under strength.scientest. So spelled test, like a test that you take.
Okay.
And then Grindhouse would be Grindhouse_SC, I believe.
And Grindhouse is like a little bit different spelling. It's like...
It's Grindhaus. Got it. So like the Germanic type spelling. You can also go to our website, make sure it's Grindhouse Strength and Conditioning or Grindhouse Gym here in Bakersfield. I think there might be one other Grindhouse in the country, but I think we're the most significant one. Probably.
There's no one like you. Nobody's like us. Let's be direct. Yeah. There's no
200
like
plus 5-star Google reviews. And
Wow.
Actually, yeah. So go read the Google reviews. If you're also on the fence, they really are testimonies from our people about what we do and how they feel after training with us.
And listen, for those people listening, you just heard a personal strength coach talk for 30 minutes. And it's obvious his vocabulary is bigger than 70 words. You know, he's got medical training, CE credits. It's very detailed, in-depth approach to what we're doing. And the difference is invaluable, honestly. So, hey, Greg, you're the man. Thank you. Appreciate everything you do. Thanks for being a part of our chapter. And we're gonna close this one out. Until next time. Hey, actually, really quick, if you guys want to visit our BNI chapter, we meet every Tuesday morning, 7:30. And there's only one strength and conditioning coach. There's only one insurance agent, right? So when you come into our group, you're not competing against someone. And then we come in with the mindset of, hey, we're going to help try and give you referrals to help your business grow. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see it. Your business is going to grow. So come check us out. We're Bakersfield Business Partners. Meet on Tuesday. But we're going to close this one out. Greg, you're the man. Have a good weekend. And we'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you next time.